Republicans are taking over Congress. They are taking over the White House. But Republicans do not have majority support in this country. The majority of voters supported Democratic Senate candidates over Republican ones. And the majority supported a Democratic presidential candidate over a Republican one. The American people didn't give Democrats majority support so we could come back to Washington and play dead. They didn't send us here to whimper, whine, or grovel.
Yeah.
Mike.
Well, they're, every day.
Every day. She's clearly a candidate
every
for president
day.
Of the United States. She's clearly running for president, and good for her. And she leads a significant portion of the Democratic Party. The interesting thing is going to be to see if there's a Chuck Schumer party in the Senate and an Elizabeth Warren party in the Senate. That's going to be interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look who they're looking at, Willie, for the head of the DNC.
Keith Ellison.
Keith Ellison. And if you have Keith Ellison and you have Elizabeth Warren, who's stepping out and basically looking like she's going to be the de facto head of the Democratic Party nationally, that is a...
Do you lead on anger, though? Because that doesn't seem very constructive to me. I got to tell you, I love her. I'm getting tired of this act.
She's definitely giving voice to the people in the party and in the country who think Donald Trump is a disaster for the country.
Well, you know
she's
what? There's
be
a
out
huge
every day
part of the country that doesn't think so. And she might want to be a little inclusive because she's sounding like the people she's accusing of being exclusive. I mean, she's just got to stop. I'm sorry. It's getting exhausting. And this was not helpful during the campaign. It wasn't. There's an anger there that was shrill and a step above what it needed to be, unmeasured and almost unhinged. It's not going to work. At some point, we have to look what happened and look at the people who we lost along the way. Those are the people that Elizabeth Warren has been fighting for decades. Those are the people who've been left out because of a rigged system. Those were her people, and now she's leaving them out of the conversation. It doesn't make sense to me.